So let's get into the meat of this and talk first about the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, PPACA as it's sometimes referenced, Obamacare as it's sometimes referenced. So one of the things that I recall is right after its passage in 2010, I attended one of these conferences. I don't know if it's this one or the one in Austin in October. And there was a administration official who said, you know, there's never been a piece of legislation with such a wide social impact that's ever been repealed. And so we don't expect this to ever be repealed. And you were thinking at the time, well, that's kind of an interesting point of view. And it's proven, I think, to be somewhat prescient. We have had, you know, a bunch of efforts in the courts and in the in Congress to try to repeal it. So I started this slide by saying, you know, repeal is dead versus incremental repeal. We did have a small change where the individual mandate was removed. And the thought there was without the individual mandate and with the surge in premiums that was expected for 2018, that the healthcare exchanges would simply crumble and die away. What we have found is really the opposite, and this is a case of being, you know, better lucky than good. There was a New York Times article yesterday that said that enrollment in the exchanges was only down 400,000 people last year. So there are 11.8 million people still enrolled in the exchanges. Interestingly enough, that is despite an administration that campaigned hard to minimize usage, I think. Not the least of which was by cutting the enrollment period in half. Of the 11 states where they run their own exchange, the enrollment did not fall at all. In the 39 states that use the healthcare gov exchange, there was the decrease of 400,000.